Welcome to Living Life Upside Down, Joyce Duggar Podcast. Do you like to win your arguments, or you get a high from arguing because you always want to be right? Well, I'm going to give you 10 tips that will help you to have a healthy, emotional, free arguments and protect your mental health. Disagreements are a part of life, and knowing how to negotiate is crucial to our mental health and the health of our relationship. Instead of avoiding conflict, let's learn how to express yourself and stand your ground without being hurtful or disrespectful to your partner, your friends, your family, coworkers, etc. Number one. Maintain emotional control. Any disagreements with your spouse or partner can be a nerve-wracking experience and can make you both very anxious. Things can escalate and get out of control very quickly. This is why maintaining emotional control is essential and may save your relationship. Number two, don't interrupt your partner. I know we want to be right. However, any argument with your spouse or partner can be constructive. Your goal is to resolve the issue at hand and, not just release your anger, which is making things worse in the process. Listen. Number three, be respectful. Getting all too comfortable with your significant other is easy, which may sometimes mean threatening them with less respectful and expecting them to let things slide. We must be cautious when emotions run high. None of us is in a proper mood for constructive problem solving. Avoid yelling, name-calling, and other forms of intimidation. I know you want to hit below the belt, but don't do it. You'll suffer tomorrow. Words hurt. Number four, don't fear conflict. Don't put it under the rug. Don't save it for tomorrow. One may imagine that avoiding conflict makes the relationship more stable. Unfortunately, things don't always work this way. Often, the longer we avoid discussing that things that bother us, the higher the likelihood that we will only one day explode in rage. Problems early and before they become significant is more effective and less painful than allowing them to boil in the pot and boil over in a long period of time. Don't let the pot boil over. Fix it. Discuss it right then and there. Number five, don't bring up the past. Bringing up past mistakes during an argument will make your partner feel miserable and force them to resent you. As if the current issue wasn't enough, you bring up the past to paralyze them and to make them feel worthless. It's like shooting from a cannon when a simple gun will do. Don't hit below the belt. Words hurt. Stay in the present. Do not bring up the past. I don't care if it happened yesterday or last month, leave it alone. Number six, stay with the issue at hand. Attack one issue at a time. And if you are serious about resolving the problem successfully, avoid entering past mistakes. Again, avoid mentioning past mistakes. If you regularly bring up the past or other issues, the chances are that the argument will never get resolved. It will be covered by layers of other past and present issues that probably weren't resolved for the same reason. Stay in the present argument. Do not bring up yesterday. Stay present. Resolve it. Number seven, don't generalize. Avoid using all or nothing words, such as always or you never. This strategy is unproductive for several reasons. It devalues the other person and makes them feel worthless because always and never are very general. They include many unrelated issues. It distorts and focuses and makes us go into circles without never finding a solution. So don't say you never or you always because you don't always and you don't never. So don't do it. Number eight, don't lash out. Avoid waiting until things escalate. Always try to discuss calmly before they become an annoyance. Plan what to say, how to say it in advance. This way, you are less likely to become too emotional and lash out at your partner. Walk away 10 seconds, come back and discuss. Stay focused on the issue. And number nine, seek to understand. Even if your partner makes a huge mistake, they want to be heard and understood. If they don't feel you are willing to listen, you may win the argument but lose the relationship in the long term. Stay calm. Listen. Show your partner that at the very least you are trying to understand. Number 10, don't criticize. It might be challenging to stay away from criticizing your partner, especially when you believe they made a mistake. However, criticizing your partner will add more unnecessary tension and drag the argument longer without successfully resolving it. Instead, focus on the issue at hand and what needs to be done and said to resolve that. Please don't talk about their body, hair, or intelligence. Please practice these 10 steps this week. Let me know how they work. See you next week with 10 more steps. Living life upside down. Rejoice Wellness Cares invites you to be quiet. Learn how to fight fair will solve your problems. It will keep you focused and things will get better. So remember, don't bring up your past. Don't lash out. Control your emotions. Stay focused and don't get stressed. Walk away. Come back. Have a conversation. But please practice these first 10 steps. Trust me, they help. I wish I would have knew these 10 years, no, 40 years ago, because I'm good for fight. I love to argue. I love to be right. But sometimes it's not about being right. It's about being healthy and happy and letting things work out. Life is too short. Keep it moving and stay in love. Bye now. See you next week with 10 more.